Good morning. I was going to jokingly say that I was going to start back a ways to February 22nd, 1948, but I think that'd be a little too lengthy. But in November 15th of 2013, Angelina and I bought a little house that we're living in now. And I start back then because the very next year is when the Lord began to move in a way that we didn't see then. It's only come to fulfillment recently. But the next year, I had an opportunity because I knew a manager of one of the Chick-fil-A's. They were getting ready to upgrade the store. And so I managed through him to get one of the booths and several of the tables and chairs, which were all in like immaculate condition. And so we brought them home, and the only place we had to put them was in our sunroom. And so after we kind of arranged it, we kind of looked at each other and said, you know, this would make a neat little room to turn into a cafe. And so that became kind of a quest for us. And so Angelina, she immediately began finding little plaques and signs and whatnots that she can hang up to give it this good little feel to it like a cafe. And so that was sort of the beginning of it. But we sort of took our time. It wasn't a big rush for us until about April of this year when Pastor Rich challenged us. And you probably remember that, when he challenged us to be more hospitable to our neighborhoods, to people around us, to lost people, to our friends, so that maybe we could be something that would help bridge that gap to help them to come to know the Lord in a much better way, or to know Him at all if they didn't otherwise. So his challenge kind of set a fire under us. It kind of ignited a little spark that was already there, but it was like throwing gas on it. And so we began our project. That had been a glass sliding door and glass all the way across, and we decided that we would change it to a solid wall because it would give us more room. Not only that, the sun came through on that side. It was the south side, and it got intensely hot in there. And so we thought that might would help in that respect. So we began our renovations. The very first day, we started on a Tuesday. That day, we managed to get the framing up. We got this part of the wall up. It was still unfinished. But nevertheless, we were excited to see the progress going. That night, when we were laying in bed talking about it, just like a woman, she's already trying to figure out what she's going to put on that wall. There's a big old blank canvas, and she was trying to decide what kind of pictures or what kind of signs or whatnot she could hang on there. And a thought occurred to me. I said, Angie, I said, if we're going to turn this into a kind of like a Christian cafe where we can maybe have Bible studies, we can invite people over and share the gospel with them. I said, you know what would really be nice on that wall is a color television. I said, we would need something that would give us a chance to do multimedia. We could maybe even show Christian movies and things like that. I said, so let's just kind of hold off for a while and just get everything done, and then let's look into maybe getting us a little TV. And that was about, you know, 8 or 9 o'clock that night that we were discussing it. The next morning was Wednesday morning. Now, I'm going to preface what I'm going to say by saying that we never get phone calls before 9 o'clock in the morning during the week. But at 7:45, the very next morning, our phone rang, or mine did, and we looked at each other because that was strange. And I said, who in the world could that be? And when I answered the phone, there was a lady on the other side. First thing out of her mouth was, Billy, could y'all use a 60-inch color television? And I said, is this a joke? And she says, no. She says, I'm upgrading to a 75-inch color TV. And I thought you might want this little one. And I said, absolutely. I thought at the time she did. We told her later about how the Lord had used this, but it was an amazing thing to us how God confirmed this for us. In fact, there's the TV on the back wall once it was finished. And it reminded me of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 8, where it says, and your father knows the things you have need of before you even ask. Amen. But we feel like the Lord was in this from the beginning. He was the one that was opening up the door. He was providing the tables, the booths, and things like this. And so He knew our heart. And He knew that we accepted the challenge that the pastor had laid out before us. And to us, this was a tremendous confirmation. But God didn't stop there. God always does the unexpected. In fact, just a day, the last day or two after we had finished and got our project going, a young man was across the street washing some gutters for a neighbor. And I called him over to see what he would charge me to do mine. One thing led to another. As we was walking around the house, he saw the cafe. And he said, "What's this?" And he got real excited. He said, "Can I go in and see what you got?" I said, "Sure." And as soon as we walked in, his mouth dropped open. And all he could say was, "Awesome." And he says, "Wow, you even got a TV that's bigger than mine." And I said, "I bet it was cheaper than yours, too." So I was commenced to share with him how God had led us up to this point and how God had used that TV as a confirmation that His hand was in this, and that it was a confirmation that He did want us to become more deliberate and more intentional in reaching out to the community. And the interesting thing about that story was he was a young Christian man, about 40, and he told me that he and his wife were struggling. His wife had lost her job. Had been several months without work. He was working part-time cleaning gutters and stuff outside of his regular job to make ends meet. And all they were doing was hoping that she'd get another job. And he got very excited. He said, "I can hardly wait to go home and tell my wife what you've shared with us, with me." He says, "Because we were giving up hope. But you've renewed in me the reality that God is still there." 2 weeks later, there was a knock on our door. Excuse me for getting a little choked up, but it was good. And there was this young man at the door. And he said, "I just wanted to follow up with you. My wife got a job. Things are looking better. And I just want you to know how much your encouragement meant to us." So God will do the unexpected for sure. On May the 11th, we finished our little project. We aligned all the furniture, put our little whatnots up, got the TV all set up. And this is kind of the pictures I'm showing you kind of shows you what we're doing. The room really isn't quite as big as this picture makes it look. It was kind of a wide-angle lens, so it looks humongous, but it's not. As some of you have been there knows, it's kind of a comfortable little cafe, as we call it. And you can see the whatnots and all that Angelina has gathered through time. And, of course, the motorcycle was mine. But since then, we've had numerous opportunities to have people over and share food with them and talk with them and encourage them. And it begs me to have to say that Angelina and I, from our experience through this so far, in the short time it's been, we can't encourage you enough to step out of your comfort zones. And this was a step out of our comfort zone. But it was an encouragement to us. Everything that's taken place not only confirmed for us that God wanted us to do this, but it also, I've thought about it a lot since, it also confirmed that the challenge that the pastor gave his church was of God too. Because He wants His whole body doing that. He wants every person that's a part of the body of Christ reaching out and becoming bridges to everybody, whether it's encouragement or whether it's a presentation of salvation or whatever. I kind of finalize this by saying that as the church, we should be ready to give expression of the one who loves us and the one who died for us, His bride. It should be your heart's desire to demonstrate Christ in absolutely every facet of your life, your work, and your speech. And one of the greatest reasons of being more hospitable is so that we can demonstrate Christ to others in such a way that it makes them want to know Him and to love Him and ultimately to grow in Him and express Him in their lives. Thank you.